Hi, you're listening to Small Things Often from the Gottman Institute, where we talk you through research-based tips to help improve your relationships in 5 minutes or less. Today's tip is about taking care of each other by taking care of ourselves. Does this sound like you? You love sharing your life with your partner. You've dreamed about a relationship like this your whole life and feel like it's going really well. But lately, you've realized that you've totally forgotten about one of the most important relationships of all, the one with yourself. Creating space and time for yourself is vital to having a strong, solid relationship with your partner. In fact, the healthiest relationships involve both of you keeping your own individuality alive and well. But here's the thing. Spending too much time together, being fused at the hip, can be unhealthy. And sometimes happens when one partner feels uncomfortable about expressing their own uniqueness. And so they try to merge with their partner in everything they do. At the other extreme are couples who keep each other at arm's length, fearing that they'll lose their sense of self in the relationship. The key, as is with everything in life, is balance. The happiest couples we know allow each other to have a sense of autonomy, to explore and experience the things in life that are important to them, even if it means doing their own thing. They encourage each other to follow their dreams. They strive not to be independent or dependent, but rather interdependent. So reclaim your individual identity and recharge your batteries, and encourage your partner to do the same. If your partner says, "I'm feeling stressed. It's a beautiful day. I think I'll go down to the driving range and hit a few balls," say, "Sure, I'll watch the kids." Or maybe your partner excitedly tells you, "There's auditions for the community choir tomorrow. I'd like to audition for it." Say, "Go ahead. You have a beautiful voice." For yourself, choose an activity that might help you grow personally. Take a French class, join a book club or art class. You'll find it will help you grow personally and make you appreciate your relationship even more. And when you come back together, you'll be stronger for it. Think of the amazing conversations you can have, sharing the wonderful personal experiences you've had with your partner over dinner. Bottom line, no matter how compatible you are, no one can provide their partner with everything they need. You each sometimes need to go outside the relationship to find it. So trust each other, support each other, and celebrate the time each of you take to feed your soul. Today's small thing. The next time your partner expresses the desire to do something for themselves outside of the relationship, encourage them, support them, and be a cheerleader for their success. Tune in to the next episode of Small Things Often for another quick tip from the Gottman Institute, helping you maintain and strengthen all of your relationships.